All right. As promised, we're joined right now by a pitcher for the Texas Rangers. He was a 27th round draft pick in the 02 draft. He has spent time in the Rays, Dodgers, A's, and Pirates organizations, as well as 3 seasons in the Independent League, 2 seasons in Japan. He made his Major League debut on Sunday. The Rangers are at the White Sox tonight. It's an 8:10 p.m. Eastern start. Brandon Mann is my guest. Brandon, great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's an honor to be on your show with you. So,
Brandon, it is great to have you on the show. It's really nice to meet you. You've got an amazing story. So I think for us to really understand where you are right now, you got to go way back. Start in 2002, if you don't mind. You were taken in the 27th round by the Rays. At that time, what kind of thoughts were you having about your baseball future?
Honestly, I thought, you know, I'm just going to get to the big leagues in a few years and have this long career in the major leagues. But then when you get into the minor leagues and you see the talent and how many amazing players there are, you're kind of taken back at first, especially out of high school, which I was. I had to rethink and train a little harder than I had been before.
Brandon Mann, my guest. So then you start that process, right? You spent some time with a number of organizations, as well as some time in the independent leagues. But what we're talking about are places like Hudson Valley, the Inland Empire, Fargo, North Dakota, to name just a few stops. This is not an easy grind at all. What were those spots like, and how would you describe that journey?
It's just a part of every place that I've been has become a part of me. And one of them that doesn't even really show up on my, like if you look at the baseball stuff, is I actually played a year of independent ball in Japan as well. And that was basically up in the mountains in Japan. I know translator. I had to walk to the field with my bag in jersey every day, like a half a mile uphill. Just a lot of it, honestly, just built my character and kind of built my drive to you know, make it to the big leagues.
Brandon, man, my guess, what was that like? I mean, you're carrying your bag, you're in the mountains, you don't know the language, you need a translator. How did you connect with your teammates, and what was the baseball like there?
The baseball was good, honestly. But I had spent 2 years in the MPB prior. So I knew a little bit of the language, and I would try to study as much Japanese as I possibly could. And so I actually became somewhat of the translator for the other American on my team. And so the little bit that I knew, I was kind of the translator for the other guy. But I loved every minute of it. And there was a couple of fields we played on up there, all dirt fields, the outfield's dirt.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
Brandon Mann joining us. No, it's all crazy. Like, so when you're going through this and a team releases you, I mean, essentially they're saying you're not good enough. We don't think you're a major league player. At a certain point, it seems to me it would be pretty easy to start thinking, well, maybe they're right and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. Did you ever have moments of doubt? And if so, how did you deal with that doubt and what kept you going?
I guess one of the things that has – you know, driven me to want to, you know, keep playing is every time I've been told no, I just always believe that I'm a major league baseball player. Like I'll get there. I'll play there. It doesn't matter if this person or this organization doesn't believe in me, I'm going to make somebody believe in me. And don't get me wrong. There was definitely days of doubt. There was many, many of them. You know, talking with my wife over just these last few years as I was getting up there in age, you know, there was a lot of conversations, but she believed in me. And, you know, I just never lost faith in myself and belief in myself. And, you know, I've had a lot of talks with my agent, one of my best friends, and he stuck with me through all of this. His name's Nick Lubicich. Just want to throw that out there.
Sure.
Love the guy. So, no, but anyways, no, like, I think that's just what's made me who I am today is this journey. And I honestly, I wouldn't want to change it now. I love the fact that I've been to all of these places and met so many wonderful people and so many people that have believed in me and a lot that didn't believe in me. But you know what? It's nice to be able to reach out to those guys that didn't and, you know, just be like, hey, thank you for the opportunity that you guys gave me. But more importantly, you know, thank you to the Rangers for just taking a chance on me this offseason and letting me prove myself once again.
Brandon Mann is my guest, and thanks to all of you who did not believe in me because I got a little bit of fuel out of that probably. Just so we're very clear on this, right? You were drafted in 2002. You turned 34 earlier this week, and then back in the offseason, when you're 33, you and your wife Sarah had recently gotten married, and you're waiting for a team to call and give you the opportunity, and then the Rangers are there, and you get that shot. You were having a really good year at Round Rock. So when you finally get word that you're going to join the Rangers, after everything you've been through, all the years of grinding, all the travel, all the battle, all the work you've put in, what's it like to finally get the phone call you've been working your whole life for?
Oh, man. When I got called into the manager's office and he told me, honestly, I kind of went like numb in shock, I guess, because I've been called into so many offices. And it's been the complete opposite news. It's, sorry, we're not seeing a future with you, blah, blah, blah. It's been a lot of that. And so getting called into the office and being told that I didn't pitch tonight because I'm going to the big leagues was unbelievable. And I gave the manager, the pitching coach, just big, big hugs. And I probably hugged them too long, but it was one of those moments where I was like, wow, this is real now. And I called my wife, and she started bawling her eyes out, and called my mom and everything like that. But now that I'm here, honestly, I'm trying to live in the moment, but I'm also just trying to be me and what got me here and trying to stick to my routine and not be overwhelmed by anything.
Listen, you're a pro, and you've got a routine, and I know you're going to stick with what got you there. But when you get that Major League jersey and you walk around that clubhouse, what's that feeling like? I mean, did it feel normal and natural, or was the whole thing just really surreal?
It was very surreal just a few days ago, but I just have always believed that I'm a Major League Baseball player. And truthfully, it feels normal to me now because this has been my life for, 17 years or so of doing this. I put my jersey on and I go out with the guys. They're fantastic. It's obviously a higher level, but I just tell myself that it's the same game, just a bigger stadium with, bigger names around me.
Well, you made that debut on Sunday. You went 1 2/3 scoreless innings, and you're from the Seattle area. So not only did you make your Major League debut, but you got to pitch in Seattle in your second appearance. Let me ask you this. Since you've been called up and you've made your appearances, you've become an inspiration. You become a role model for never quitting, never giving up on a dream. What's it been like to hear other people tell you that? And did you have any idea you'd have this kind of impact on other people?
I had no clue, honestly. Had no idea that it was going to reach a lot of people. For me, it was just my journey, I guess. And I've had a lot of people before getting called up that were like, man, why are you still playing? But for me, it's just like, I know I'm a big leaguer. I never lost faith in myself. Like I've said a couple of times, but it's just who I am. And I just, if I believe in something, I'm going to go after it.
Brandon, one last thought. Before you go, I got to ask you this. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's really important to me. You knew. When everybody in the world was telling you, you're not a major leaguer, you kept telling yourself, oh, but I am. I know I am. And there's got to be people listening right now who want to follow some dream, but they're not sure. How did you know when nobody else thought so?
It's just the belief in yourself that you can do it, And granted, I had faced big leaguers at times, and I did well against them, like in spring training, even just this year, I got to face a couple of the Mariners and I did really well with them. 2014, I pitched in a few games in spring training in the big leagues with the Pirates and I threw really well. And so like having those moments earlier on, it was just like, I can definitely do this. And if you believe and set your mind to something, I don't care if there was a lot of people that doubted me before who gave up on me. You just, okay, that's cool, but find somebody who will believe in you and keep fighting for that.
And you did it. He made his Major League debut on Sunday. The Rangers are at the White Sox tonight, 8:10 p.m. Eastern. Brandon Mann, Rangers pitcher. Brandon, great story. I had to start the Friday off with that. Really nice to meet you. Really good to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolute pleasure.
Me
Thank
too.
You.
Brandon, great job. Really nice to talk to you. Brandon Mann, love it. Love that story. He's 34. Been grinding, just busting it, and has been everywhere. 34. Thanks, Alvy. That helped. Rays, Dodgers, A's, Pirates, Independent League, Japan, and never gave up on it and just kept battling and got his shot.